I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
So every time that I felt that it's quite difficult somehow, I always think of there are people who needed you somehow. Ganun ko siya iniisip. Pero yeah, I could say na because people are not perfect. So may chance talaga na parang pagod na pagod ka na, you just want to relax and all. But you can't. But you need to look for your motivation. And the motivation is, for me, my motivation are my employees. Actually, I love watching Crazy Rich Asians. There was a scene there, ang sabi ni Eleanor, basta sinasabi niya din sa anak niya na, this is not for us. This is for all of the people who works for us. Kasi pag nalubi yung company, parang okay, it's not just you, it's the whole ecosystem that you have built.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning to wherever you are watching me from all over the Philippines and from all over the world. And welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In my podcast, I like to interview the country's pioneering and trailblazing personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing business. What are their success secrets? Can we use their success secrets in our own businesses? How have they innovated? How have they pivoted? How have they disrupted their businesses during the pandemic? But more importantly, what opportunities do they see constantly emerging in this new normal scenario? Is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? I would love to interview them as well. Please do let me know who they are. Just drop me a message. Also, we are live right now on Kumu and on YouTube. Tonight, I have a very interesting entrepreneur. I actually had a chance to meet with him initially when I hosted for Lazada and met many of the Lazada ambassadors. And when I also gave a talk on public speaking, he was also part of the Lazada member of ambassadors. And he's got a great entrepreneurial story, which I want to share with all of the listeners of the podcast. My good friend is Isaac Saliendra. He is a Filipino entrepreneur who is the founder and CEO of Peculiar Eyewear. It's a brand that sells affordable computer eyewear with anti-radiation, UV-400 protection, blue shield, and safe shield. On top of that one, he's also a Lazada ambassador and a Lazada certified trainer for Lazada. Of course, a very popular online shopping platform. And we had also the CEO of Lazada here before, Carlos Barrera. On top of that one, Isaac is also the co-founder and angel investor of Twala, a blockchain-based platform that enables trustless transactions. I'd love to hear about Peculiar and Twala as well. Let me bring onto the program Isaac Saliendra. Isaac, thank you so much for joining me here on the show. Happy to have you here right now. Hi, Isaac. How are you?
Hello. Hi, thank you for having me, though.
Really great to have you over here. So let's start off agad with Peculiar Eyewear. And I was very thankful that you actually sent over to me a pair of Peculiar Eyewear. I was talking before about this one. These are not graded lens, right? These are actually lenses that you wear when you sit in front of the computer. And I'm not really wearing them through the program because it actually reflects the light of the computer. But maybe you can explain why. In a nutshell, ano ba yung Peculiar Eyewear? What makes it different?
So Peculiar Eyewear primarily focuses on to blocking all of the harmful rays na you're getting from your gadgets like computer, cell phone. Kasi diba during the pandemic, a lot of people are really focused on their phones, computers, especially from work from home, schooling, na naka in front of computers. So what we did was we tried to create a product that focused primarily on to blocking all of their harmful rays. Kasi when I really started the company way back, years ago, but it was so expensive to buy a frame that has this kind of blind technology. And then I figured out maybe we can introduce to the market a really good frame plus a really good lens that could cater that specific demand in a more affordable way. So that's why we're able to introduce peculiar eyewear. We're able to use the word peculiar because we believe that a lot of people have their own uniqueness. So you can show your unique value proposition by just wearing different kind of eyewear that you can purchase from our store.
Wow, what a great elevator pitch ka agad-agad, huh? And then right now, so people just saw, maybe if they're watching the podcast, they'll actually notice that it reflects, the whole computer screen reflects over here. What does this mean? This means that it's blocking the radiation coming from the computer screen?
Yeah. That sabihin talagang parang we also are providing a certificate tsaka yung testing light na parang when you purchase our eyewear, you know na it's legit and it really blocks all of the harmful rays. So yung parang talaga at least you know. Kasi sometimes there's a clamor in the online market right now na they're just selling computer eyewear, ganito, ganyan, on a really affordable rate. But the problem is you're not getting the actual value for your money. They're actually parang false advertisements sila. That's why we're providing a card, a tester, so that you can test all of the eyewear that you have and really know na, hey, the thing that binigay sa akin ng peculiar eyewear is quite legit because I was the same person who tested it to myself pag na-deliver na sa yung product.
Yeah, I got to test it actually. I had an Instagram reel where I showed that. We actually test the light against this one. It's fantastic. I'll have to remove it just for a bit so it's easier for me to talk to you. But then, you were selling this out of your own house before, is that right?
Yeah, so roughly around 10 years ago. So when we started the business, meron lang kaming parang maliit na I think wala pang atang 20 square na parang bahay. Tapos dun kami nandudulo yung mga stocks namin. And then we're buying some of our items in some of the local market. And then we're just posting it through online. And then nung lumaki na yung negosyo namin, we're importing to different countries. Tapos we are actually now available to some SM department store. I mean, just for the whole idea that 10 years ago, we were in a small room building the thing that we have right now. It's truly amazing somehow.
Amazing, truly amazing. How many stores are you available in right now? Or how many inline stores do you have right now for peculiar eyewear?
So currently we're selling in through different marketplaces. That's one. We're already aware of that. And then right now we do have two clinics. We have one in SM North. It's in lower ground. And then the second clinic that we have is in Roosevelt, near Fisher Mall. So aside from the clinic, you can talk to our doctors there. We do have at least 5 doctors that could cater you once you visit. Check your eye grade mo and all. And then right now, we're actually selling in some leading SM department store. We do have in SM North as well. We do have in Mega Mall. We have SM Makati. And soon in different SM pa. So yeah, we're going to inform you. So follow us on our Facebook page para alam niyo kung saan pa. To really keep, kasi at the end of the day, yes, it's an online market. But there are still people who want to see the product before their purchase. So that's why we need to establish connection towards our buyer to with these department stores.
I am very interested to help you grow your business with Easy Franchise, particularly.
Yeah, okay. When I saw how you were posting about the Easy Franchise, parang, ooh, actually we're actually planning to really grow the business that we have towards the offline marketplaces. And when I saw your post, and actually congratulations between the things that you've been doing, I mean, looking forward for more partnership with you, RJ. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Aisa. And you know, you've got such a great story. And you know what I like? That if you look at the marketing materials that Peculiar put out, or even when I got a description of Isaac, of who he is as a person, sabi niya, you know, I'm dyslexic, but who cares, no? I mean, that's very interesting because, I mean, well, the most famous dyslexic person in the world, I guess, is Tom Cruise, right? And for people who don't quite understand, what does it mean if you're dyslexic?
Dyslexic means you're having difficulty with regards to learning. So, paano ba? So every time that it's difficult to write. Literally, it's so difficult to write. I didn't even know how I graduated from college, high school, or whatsoever. But it was so difficult. Learning is quite different from us. I still use a Google translator or Word every time I write an email. So it's quite difficult, even until now. So it's parang mahirap din ako yung names. That's why sometimes naiiba ko yung names ng mga tao. And then sometimes then, parang the way you think is quite different than the way the normal people do. So yeah, parang there's a different wiring mechanics inside our brain that's quite create difference between us and then yung normal na walang dyslexic. Pero at the end of the day, we were able to cope up with that. But yeah, I mean, it's a challenge, but at least we're able to make it somehow. Yun din kaya din siguro ako nag-negosyo somehow is when I was working in the corporate world, it was quite different, quite difficult because they weren't able, even though I was hitting all of the KPIs, they didn't like it how I was able to do it. So that's why I created my own company. Parang aking frustration siya on din na, okay, so you don't like me in a corporate setting, let's see. What if I created my own company? Focus on the things that I know, focus on the things that I could have built somehow. And yeah, and look at where we are right now. So parang yung idea na kaya din siya peculiar eh. Because being peculiar means being different. Being different doesn't mean that you're parang outcast or something. Being different, that means you're just being different. And yeah.
Very, very interesting story, because what I really picked up from that one is that the way that you think when you're dyslexic is a bit different from everybody else. You know, another very successful person who's dyslexic is actually Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines and everything else. He grew up with that. You know, he had to grow up with dyslexia, but he said it wasn't actually a disadvantage for him, but actually it helped him perceive business in a specific way, whether it made him more resilient, whether it made him see business in a different way. How about for you, if you don't mind me asking, I know you said it's challenging, but at the same time, you did say that it helped inspire you to put up your own business. How do you think that it helped you formulate or see the world in a different way, the framework of having dyslexia? How did it make things different for you that you think actually worked to your advantage?
Okay, it made me believe that a lot of people, kasi sometimes they focus only on inside the box, thinking inside the box. But for me, kasi I was able to always think outside of the box. Parang when I was starting out, it's always about the long-term perspective. But a lot of people, kasi when they created a business, it's always like ano yung parang 3 years or like this year for now. But to me, what we actually did was always focus on the long-term perspective. And then you don't think of outside the box. You don't think of inside the box lagi. Dapat outside the box. Just imagine, a lot of people are going online, and then but kami from online going to offline. So just imagine, parang we don't stop on something that's quite, parang we always want to do something na quite different than what other people are doing. So yun siya, parang it opened up doors on parang having dyslexia means having the opportunity to think on a different manner. And that's great opportunity moving forward. Yeah. So for example, our office right now here in Caloocan, where I am in, every window that you're seeing, it can be opened. Kasi parang we're figuring kasi the pandemic will last longer, like not like 2 years, 4 years, but rather like 10 years. So in case that there will be another pandemic, we can just open yung warehouse namin. So we open lang namin yung mga doors namin, and then air flowing pa rin. Kasi we're quite prepared of what will happen next. Dyslexia creates an ability to move forward or to think on a different perspective than normal people do. Maybe that's what it is.
Very much appreciate that. And there are people listening here right now. Please, I applaud your efforts very much, Isaac. And see, you never see things as an obstacle, but rather as something that can actually be of benefit to you. And that's really how, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset begins. But I want to step back a bit more and then look at your own entrepreneurial background, because it comes from, you know, if you don't mind me saying, very humble background, ka, diba? I mean, this is not, you're a self-made entrepreneur, and how you actually doing basically ideas, right? Tell us, how did Peculiar start off? What's the secret origin of Peculiar? I know that you said before you sell on the streets in Quiapo, is that right?
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gailey Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
So actually, my family came from Quezon province. So my dad is a farmer and my mom is an NGO worker. So it was quite difficult living in the province. So what we did is my dad and my family transferred here in Manila. So my dad became a street work vendor. And then sometimes we help him selling eyewear. Actually, it's not a joke, but we're selling sunglasses in Luneta. So sinasama
bakit, namin. Bakit salamin yung naisip mo, daddy mo? Why you selling glasses?
Yung mainit. So mainit, so sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Okay.
So yeah. And then when I was in grade 4, what happened was I was diagnosed with a really bad eyesight. So my grade was already 400. So 400 in grade ko. So parang it was so difficult for my dad to purchase expensive frames. Kasi it's so expensive, let's be honest. If you're gonna visit some of the optical store way back 10 or 20 years ago, it's so expensive to purchase a really good frame plus an eyewear. So what we did was my dad looked for a supplier and then doon niya nakita na, hey, kaya pala na mura lang yung frames. And then for the price of 500, you're able to have a really full set of a really good set of graded eyewear for me to wear. So yun. So again, so it was me. Tapos doon din ako nagkaroon ng first-hand experience towards creating a business sa street ng Luneta. So I was with my dad. We were selling watches, eyewear to this people na nag-walk by. So yeah.
Were these second-hand items?
Sorry?
Were these second-hand items you were selling?
No, it was, we're buying it from Quiapo, Divisoria, yung mga local market. We're selling, okay. We were buying it into Quiapo, Divisoria, and then somehow we're selling it into the, sa kalye. And people are passing by, then I was helping my dad somehow. So yun, so that's my, parang yun yung nakita ko din when I was really starting out, yun ko nakita na, pwede nga na para magnegosyo na lang and all. Parang yun din yung parang nagturo sa akin na you need to really make it somehow. Kasi it's so difficult living in Manila.
What did you pick up from that, from the early childhood?
Na maganda talaga magnegosyo. So what happened was, when I graduated from college, I did work as a recruitment specialist for 9 months. And then,
as a what?
Recruitment specialist, HR, nag-interview.
HR in a BPO, I'm guessing?
Yeah, in a BPO, yes, in a BPO setting. So I was in HR, I was interviewing 150 applicants on a daily basis. So it was difficult, but I was managing it. And then somehow, my approach is quite unorthodox. So they don't like how I handle things now. That's why I resigned and then created the company, Peculiar Eyewear. So yun siya. It's quite, parang, pero on the bottom line was, when I was with my dad selling those eyewear and watches in Luneta, it was my experience talaga. And then it made me understand na, hey, parang it's really good to have your own business. Para sinabi ko na sarili ko, ay, gusto ko magnegosyo na lang. Parang I don't want to be working for somebody else. I always want to really build something for myself. And then na-prove nga din yun after ko mag-BPO na, ayaw nga, parang hindi nga ako pang corporate. Kasi nagtatry naman ako 9 months and then things didn't end well.
Oh, okay. For many people, they wouldn't just leave a corporate job just because it didn't fit them, because they'll slug it out just because, you know, that's what they're trained to do and you thought to become an entrepreneur. So what do you do in the meantime between quitting your job and finally with Peculiar? Because like any entrepreneur, were you searching for a new business, a new side hustle, what to do? What was the journey from there until finally coming up with Peculiar? What is that pain point that you want to address finally na narating mo yung Peculiar?
Okay, so the funny story is, this is how what happened though. So ngayon, parang kanyari ngayon ako nag-resign being an HR profession. Kinabukasan, I was in a waiting line na for processing my business permit. So that's how parang idealistic it is for me to create my own business na parang na-try ko na. I just wanna see if I'll be amenable to work in a corporate setting and hindi talaga nag-work out. And then yeah, nag-negosyo na lang ako talaga. Na I line up, sabi tinext ko yung mga kaibigan ko na parang nag-resign na ako. Feeling ko hindi talaga pwede. Pag na-negosyo na lang ako. For one whole year, it was just me all along. Ako yung nag-packer, picker. Ako yung bibili ng mga stocks namin sa Divisoria and Quiapo. Yeah, it was me all along.
At the very start, after you left the corporate world?
Yes, after ko mag-resign.
What was the first company you put up nung nag-business permit ka? Anong first negosyo mo?
Ah, trading din naman. Trading firm. So what we did was buying some items in. Actually, marami kami binili. We were selling watches before. I was designing bags. I was selling, ano pa ba? We were selling yung mga native goods from Baguio. I mean, we were selling a lot of things before. And then, kaya lang kami nag-focus sa eyewear kasi nga, parang we saw the niche of affordable frames for everyone.
Okay. I like the story. So for 1 year, you were just doing trading, right? You were just doing trading and figuring.
Walang brand, yeah. Just buy items.
Walang brand. And funny store. Where was your store at the time?
Oh, we were selling Lazada.
Online, yes.
So parang when I really started my business, it was online na agad. Tapos cut short pala. Bago pala ako when I was in college pala, I was doing online. Pero it's not a, hindi na siya kilalang web. Cash Pinoy is an old website. Parang Lazada pero sinauna na. Nagagano na kami. Kaya actually, ako yung one of the pioneer for people who did enter into, nakita yung value ng online. My biggest, kaya ko din siya nakita. You know, Nicki Minaj did a concert in the Philippines before. May mom gave us 4 tickets, VIP. Ayaw namin gamitin kasi regalo lang sa kanya ng boss niya. So, ayaw kasi namin manood. Ang ginawa namin, binenta namin yung ticket. Tapos naging from 4 tickets, na value niya is 4,000, binay and sell namin for one whole day, naging parang 26,000 siya in span of one day. Wow. So, dun ko nakita na ito sulit.com pa. Dun ko nakita na, yeah, you can actually gain a lot of money by buying and selling. So, parang na-build up din yung experience ko from yung sa dad, tapos nakita ko yung power ng through online. And that's why medyo naging okay at nagkaroon na experience towards what we were doing right now.
Okay, so it's really that it was that buying and selling experience and experiencing sort of like the beta version of what Lazada would eventually evolve to, where you saw the importance of developing an online business. Did you also learn anything? Did you pick up anything from working in the corporate world that still is important or that you still use up to now?
Yeah, one of the few things that I could say is how employees are treated. In our company, we do have a core value. Our core value is customer first, employee second, and then shareholder third. So every time that we create decisions, we prioritize onto that specific pointers. It's the Alibaba teaching. Pero we improvise it here. So yun. So every time na mag-create kami ng decision, it's all about for our employees. And I'm gladly happy na ganun namin siya ginagawa. Na when I was in a corporate setting, when I became an owner, gusto ko parang we emphasized on parang how you take care of your employees somehow. Just imagine, look at where our office is. This is a stock room, pero it's full of glasses. Kasi we want to make our employees feel na kahit na nasa dulo kami ng Valenzuela, kailin namin nasa BGs kami. Parang ganon. I want, kahit yung office namin, if you visit our office, para siyang showroom sa BGC. Not because we're bragging. It's because of, I want my employees to feel na even though malayang-malayang tayo sa BGC and all, I want you to feel na you're part of a company that will take care of you somehow.
Got that. Now, when you were the trading and selling online on the business, which is very interesting, I want to know, what were the first insights that you gained that eventually led to the niche of the glasses? Because obviously, when you're selling online, you're trying everything, but you're selling this one. You created your own brand. What were the kind of things that the lessons that you get on the way that started creating the insight to create Peculiar? I'm sure you learned something from the buying and selling.
Yeah, parang you need to really focus on creating your own niche product. Because at the end of the day, you cannot be a multi-category. You need to focus onto one category and then build up for yourself. Because parang kami before, would you believe that we were selling GoPros before? We were selling bags. We were selling, ano po yung pinaka-weird na binenta ko? Yung mga idols na binibili mo sa Baguio, tsaka mga sagada backpack. We were selling a lot of crazy things. But what I've learned is you need to focus on to selling one specific product or find the niche that you could possibly do. And then, yeah, focus on to that. And then that's what lead us. And then you need to solve a problem, that's one. Peculiar Eyewear's problem that we're solving is people need to have protection with their eyes. Yun, nasolve namin yun. And then, ano pa yung other problems? It's so expensive to buy expensive frames if you're gonna have it graded. So ngayon, we're selling really good frames for a really affordable price. So dapat talaga yung product mo, it solve a problem para at least there's an issue or there's a niche for people who would buy you. Yun din yung isa ko pa na naman.
Got that. Yeah, exactly just how entrepreneurship is, or what any startup will be asked if they want investors. What problem are you trying to solve? Now, as we step back, I hope you don't mind, because I actually like your entrepreneurial journey when you're doing a lot of buying and selling. I'm sure that there's sometimes na, how did you make sure that may time ba na nalugi ka or you almost failed in your buying and selling because you overbought a stock that wasn't selling, that wasn't moving, or you put up too much money there? Was there a time you wanted to give up doing buying and selling online and said, you know, I'm just going to go back corporate?
Actually, yes, of course. But at the end of the day, it's not about doing, because if you're doing everything, there's will always be a time that you would feel that you're burnout. But at the end of the day, parang ako na lang, especially right now, you don't think it as, this is, I'm not doing this for myself. I mean, literally. Kasi parang I'm on the point na I'm not doing this because I wanted to get rich. I'm not doing this because I wanted to, you know, papatunayan yung sarili ko. No, it's not about that. Right now, it's about there are people who did believe on what I'm capable of. There are people who is working for me. There are people or there are families who solemnly depending on to the business that I have right now. So yun na siya. Parang hindi siya, hindi issue mo yung ma-burn out. Kasi pag ma-burn out ka, ano mangyari? Parang there are people who needs you badly. And this is not my battle anymore. As a business owner, ito kasi siya. Parang yung problem mo, it's not yours. It's a problem for the whole thing. If you have at least 100 employees, for example, if you have 100 employees, there are 100 families that's depending on to you. And nakadepende sa'yo yung nicho buhay na nakakainin nila sa Pasko. Yung kakainin nila on a dinner. So, ganun ko siya iniisip. So, every time that I felt that it's quite difficult somehow, I always think of, there are people who needed you somehow. Ganun ko siya iniisip. Pero yeah, I could say na, because people are not perfect. So, may chance talaga na, parang pagod na pagod ka na, you just want to relax and all, but you can't. But, you need to look for your motivation. And the motivation is, for me, my motivation are my employees. Actually, I love watching Crazy Rich Asians. There was a scene there, and sabi ni Eleanor ay parang basta sinasabi niya dun sa anak niya na this is not for us. This is for all of the people who works for us. Kasi pag nalugi yung company, parang okay, it's not just you, it's the whole ecosystem that you have built. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. It really, that's, I mean, for many of us, that's really the meaningfulness that makes your company survive. It's not really for you anymore, but talaga kasi may mga pamilya that rely on you. I remember during the midst of the pandemic, like we had to continue our business from Mercato because it's not us we were keeping up the welfare of the livelihood of the families of the people who worked for us. Now, having said that, so you went through all these different things from selling Sagada items to selling GoPros. When did you finally identify that it would be eyewear that you would want to focus on? And how did you find the problem that this is the one exactly that you want to work on, which is UV radiation in the eyewear? I want to know the process, if you don't mind, how you eventually got there.
Actually, it wasn't the UV protection that the problem that I really want to solve. Remember the story that I mentioned earlier? When I was a kid, it was difficult for my dad. Kasi, you know what? It's a global issue kasi. It's a global issue na, and na may solution. Yung mga bata na malalabo yung mata. Okay? The story goes like this. When I was in grade 4, I was labeled a lazy kid. Kasi laging tumatayo, makulit yung bata, ganyan and all. But in reality, I wasn't a lazy kid. It was because I couldn't see what's written in the board. Eh, syempre sa leyenda, nasa dulo. So, kailangan mong tumayo. So, yeah, the idea goes like, so, lagi akong tumatayo, tapos pupunta ako sa harap, sa gagalit yung teacher ko, kasi tayod ako ng tayo. But in reality, my eyes were really bad. So, yeah. So, the idea is, mag-sell ka ng salamin or frame na mura para at least you can help people. And right now, I'm so happy kasi we do have a project right now where we provide graded eyewear for some of the less fortunate kids. We piloted that in Cavite. We donated roughly around, parang I think 50 eyewears for yung mga matataas na grade na bata. And luckily, after 2 grading period, all of them increased their grade. So, totoo yung theory na talagang itong mga batang to, kaya lang bumaba yung grade nila o hindi magandang grade nila. Kasi, hindi talaga nila nakikita na sa blackboard. And just providing an eyewear, and it can be solved na. Just imagine, you're able to change someone's future by just providing eyewear. I mean, yun yung pinaka gusto namin gawin na project right now. We're talking to a lot of people, creating community na who would sponsor or donate some of, parang, kasi we're gonna donate some of our frames. So we need someone who would help us towards yung maglalagay ng mga green. Kasi mga doctor naman kami eh. So who would help us simultaneously? So yun, again, with that specific case study, nakita mo na, yun yung talagang nang hinelp ko. It's not about the computer thing or what. It's about creating or building opportunities for this kid. Kasi, just imagine you being labeled na makulit, na magulo, na sorry for the word, na mahina. But the reality is, malabo na yung mata mo. I mean, di ba?
But when you started off, it wasn't malabo yung mata. I mean, because right now, if you were peculiar, like right now, this is a non-graded eyewear,
yes,
right?
Non-graded
it's a non-graded eyewear. And you started off with the idea of UV radiation eyewear. Where did that initial idea come from? From all the products that you were selling, bakit mo na zero in yan? At paano mo nakita yung problema na yan?
So yun, so nagbibenta na kami ng frames. Kasi una kasi frames lang yung binibenta namin to solve that issue yung sa mga batang, yung mura yung frames. So nung nakita kasi namin, so expensive before, yung pag bumibili ka kasi ng salamin nun na para may protection, parang 5,000 or 10,000 agad. It's so expensive. So sabi ko, what if we create something that's quite affordable somehow? And then nakita ko din na...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Parang a lot of people are keen into their gadgets. Siyempre, uso ML, and then yung mga different games. So yun, naisip namin na, yeah, maybe let's create a lens para at least we can cater specific market na kailangan muna talaga ng protection sa mata. And luckily, ganun yung nangyari. I remember pa nga there was a time, ako pa kasi yung nagpa-process ng renewal ng business permit namin. We were new in the market, parang 2 years pa lang. And then, yung cashier na magpagbabayaran namin, na naka-computer, he was wearing a peculiar eyewear. Sabi ko, ma'am, ang ganda naman po ng salamin niyo. Ano po yan? Sabi niya. Tapos makita niya yung packaging, it's peculiar eyewear. So, yun. Sabi ko, we are actually solving a specific issue. And that is people who needs protection in the long period of your time, especially in a digital age. So yeah, dun ko nakita nung may nag-wear na talaga ng eyewear namin. Just imagine, kasi before you were labeled the geek if you will be wearing an eyewear. It was a negative connotation if you're gonna wear an eyewear na kahit non-graded yan. Parang it's a negative stigma. But right now, it's hindi lang siya basta, it's fashion at the same time with protection somehow. Sabi nga ni Mrs. Serena Drilon before, it's style and protection.
Exactly. And having said that, you know, what I find most interesting also is that, I mean, technically you came up with the idea for the product, but then now you had to, you know, what's next for you? Because people are saying, okay, I have the idea for eyewear. What do I do now? How do I source this one? How do I do that one? What was your next step when you finally decided on that you want to create this computer screen proof glasses? What did you do next to form peculiar eyewear?
So parang what we did was, syempre, you need to invest on to create your proper brand. Kasi at the end of the day, kasi parang if you're gonna be a generic lang, kasi dati generic lang kami, parang bili lang kami, ganun and all. But what we did was we focused primarily on creating our brand. Kasi before, we were selling parang generic lang na eyewear. Sabi ko, gusto ko may brand, tapos sobrang mura. We were selling it for like 98 pesos lang yung mga frames namin and all for the whole package. Sabi ko, parang kailangan natin kumita, hindi pwede laging lugi. So yeah, what we did was we leveraged on creating our own brand. We tapped in some KOLs, we created a really good marketing perspective. And then yeah, and then how that's how we slowly launched our peculiar eyewear. I never even thought that people would buy our expensive frames. I mean, I would, if you're gonna talk to me like 5 years ago, parang on a price point of 2,500, I wouldn't even buy on that specific price point. But look at where we are right now. People are buying on that specific price point. We do have the one that you're wearing. We do have a Batman eyewear. We just got licensing.
Yes, it's Batman. It's over here. I am the knight, if you can see. Yeah. This Batman. It's great because I'm actually a big comic book fan, a big DC fan. So I've got, for myself, I've got, it's Batman for me. It's Joker for one of my other boys.
Actually, may utang pa ako sa iyo eh. Yung sa sorry, hindi ka kasi agad niya. Meron pang isa pa yung para sa anak mo pa. So yeah. So we do have Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Joker, Harley Quinn, Flash, and then Aquaman. So we do have 7 superheroes. And then 2 months from now, ano naman kami, Wizarding World. So meron kami Harry Potter collection. I'm looking forward to give you something as well.
So when you came up with Peculiar, first it came with the design. What you did is you had created
actually
a brand name.
Designer eyewear talaga.
You actually designed it yourself.
Yeah, we designed it. A lot of people are actually saying na parang, ano naman yan? Parang you're just importing again. No, we're not. If we're gonna visit our office, we do have a facility, we do have machines, we cut our own lenses. We actually have the most advanced machine in the Philippines. Ang laki ng machine namin ah. Yeah, it's quite expensive. Pero at the end of the day, you need to, parang, ang sa Lazada kasi, parang kunyari gusto mong kumita ng 1 million, eh, paano yung bent yung stocks mo? Ang worth lang pag nabent na, 100,000 lang. So, you don't think it like that. If you gusto mo ng benta mo na 1 million, kailangan yung stock mo worth 1 million din pag nabenta. So, ganun yung perspective mo lagi iisipin. Parang kung gusto mong kumita ng 1 million, pero ayaw mo naman gumastos sa marketing, hindi naman gagalaw talaga yung item mo pag wala kang gagawin. So, yeah. What we did was, we focused on to trying to develop something that's quite different than how we can scale up right now. Yeah.
Having said that, you know, this the more interesting thing that I want to find out that when you came in, I mean, in doing this business, it was basically buying and selling. That's how you were making your money. So where did the capital come from when you initially began?
We didn't start
with your eyewear because was it sinasabi tao in the startup world, it's bootstrap galing sa sarili mong pera, di ba? How did you start up this business? How did you get investors? Was it you just rolling around the money?
Okay. Remember my story about the Nicki Minaj ticket? Kanina. So we got like 24,000 from that. So inipon ko siya, kahit na nag-work ako, nandun pa din siya. Bro. So I have like 10,000 pesos. Pinambili ko na stock sa market, sa local market. And then roll in lang namin. So right now, I could really say that we don't have any investors. It was just the specific 10,000 pesos that we put in way back 10 years ago. So yeah.
So there's no capital infusion at all?
Yes,
there's
not. Yung 10,000 lang talaga. Kasi one of the good things then that I'm quite proud of myself is I never see the money that I have as mine, especially for the business. Parang I always categorize peculiar. It's peculiar. It's not my money. So, never ko siya ginalaw na for me. I do have my own car, but I don't drive. I don't buy fancy things. Kasi at the end of the day, kasi parang, I'm not living to make myself fancy. I am living because I just want to prove to people that, hey, I can do something that's quite great. So, ganun siya. Parang hindi ko siya inisip na kailangan kong gumas ng maraming pera. So, yan. So, put in some capital. Kahit yung warehouse namin ngayon na sobrang maganda naman on my perspective. Para yeah, we never get any loan somehow. So it's a roll-in capital from what we have started before. So matipid ako in short.
And then, I mean, a couple of notes. I mean, you were able to grow this business by just with internal capital, right? So there are lots of entrepreneurs right now. They're practically in the same boat as you. That they not they created their own product, but they're saying, what were your secrets to scale it to this size where you're able to buy this warehouse, you're able to get licensed glasses, you're able to buy technology to actually create the lens there and to frame the lens there. What were some of your, I guess, maybe you can share some of the best practices that you did to be able to grow the business without having to borrow from outside?
Ano lang talaga, wakas, ano, never, yun yung practice nila, never think of the company's money as yours. Kasi ganito kasing mali dyan sa ibang mga negosyante. Paano, kunyari, nakabenta ka. Ilagay ka ng 50,000, tapos naging 100,000, tapos naging 1 million. So, kung nakita mo yung 1 million sa bako, wow, ang laki. Sige, bilhin ako ng sasakyan. Bilhin ako ng ganito. So, parang ginastos mo na lahat. That actually is a really bad practice. When I started my business, I bought my car after 5 years pa. Kasi nga, parang I see it as a liability. Dapat yung pera mo, ni-roll in mo lang talaga lagi. I remember myself pa, di ba, yun yung bubble wrap, yung malaki-laking mga bubble wrap. Alam mo na kinukumit in from Divisoria to San Mateo on a jeep. Isang malaking-malaking bubble wrap. From Divisoria, bubuhatin ko yun. Dadalin ko sa jeep, sumula ako Bao hanggang San Mateo. So yeah, kinukumit ko siya before. That was, yeah. I mean, I was sobrang tapid ko noon. Pero at the end of the day, at least worth it naman, right?
Hi, Stan C here. Just dropping by to let you know that I have my own podcast called On Deck with Stan C, where I interview iconic radio personalities as well as my friends in the radio industry. We talk about their origin stories, their most memorable on-air moments, the radio industry in the digital age, and so much more. So if you're a radio head, just like me, make sure to follow and subscribe to On Deck with Stan C, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcast fix.
Now, what we also did to grow this business, what you realize is that the power of online work, and that's why you work with Lazada. For many of them, they're still trying to figure out, you know, of course, they might think, you know, selling, you know, there are two things over here. Number one is, people are so used to offline selling, brick and mortar, having a store. What were the advantages of just doing your business online? And secondarily, second question, and you can answer this later on, is people think it's just easy to do an online store because they just say, go online, but it's a bit more than that one. I hope right now, you know, you've been a very successful entrepreneur online. Maybe you can share a bit more about that one. There are obvious advantages from being offline to online, but what did you see in particular of how you're able to grow the business the fastest because you just went purely on an online basis?
I was able to run a business on a 20 square floor. Just imagine that. Tapos yung negosyo ko, I'm not selling at my neighbors or what. I'm selling all over the Philippines. So it was just a 20 square room, but your customer is all over in the Philippines. We have people buying in Mindanao, Visayas, Palawan, Pagudpod. When I was starting out, I believe pinakamaraming bumibili sa amin is taga Sambuanga. Who would have thought? Again, it was a 20 square lang na room. But our customers are all over the Philippines. That's how we started. Parang, that's why online is quite different. Kasi kapag offline ka, ang challenge mo is yung mga tao lang na naglalakad sa harap nyo or yung kilala yung brand, yun na yung customer mo. Pero if you are online, the difference is quite big kasi your customers are over the Philippines. That's how big it is. So from a passerby na para sabi mo ng 1,000 taong lumalakad na sa store mo compared to 100 million that who could see your products. That's how big online is.
I got that part, but the part that I think that people might miss out on is they think it's instant that you go online and you're that popular already that you go all the way to Sambuanga and get sales over there. I think one of the missing pieces over there is seeing also that how do you make your online business so great? Because many people think going online is the solution, but that's not true, right? Mm-hmm. You actually have to build the online business so that people up to all the way to Sambuanga actually know about your business and buy your product. Help us better understand, how do you actually build an online business to be as strong as something like Peculiar?
Actually, honestly, because I've been in the business for almost 10 years and it's quite difficult. Kasi, sino bang marunong mag-Lazada? I mean, I cannot hire someone, right? Na parang hire someone to really teach me how to do this. It was self-taught. So you need to really try to understand what's happening. That's why platforms, Lazada, a lot of different platforms, they will teach you how to do things. There are free seminars. That's why ako nga yung parang first ambassador nila. Kasi parang, ang sarap kasi na ikaw yung magtuturo sa sarili mo. Siyempre, tuturuan ka nila. But at the end of the day, if you're able to nurture yourself and try to understand what's really is happening inside the platform, you're able to really grow it somehow. Kasi at the end of the day, kapag nag-upload ka lang ng items mo from the specific marketplaces, nothing will happen eh. But if you did study, free naman eh. You can have, nandun may Lazada University, different universities from these different platforms. They are providing it for free. Because these platforms are here not because they want to earn money. But in reality, these platforms are here because they want to help SME, small and medium enterprises like us, big brands grow more or penetrate more in online. Kasi masaya sila kapag lumalaki ka. They are always providing you different opportunities for you to grow. It's just, iknasayo na lang talaga. Dapat lang mag-join ka ng mga seminar mo. Dapat lang nag-up ka ng promotions. Kailangan syempre malulugi ka din minsan. Kasi at the end of the day, parang, okay, may kakilala ako from Lazada na palugi sila magbenta. I mean, legit. Kog sila binibenta. But the whole theory is, kasi para makilala muna yung company nila. Tapos kapag nakabili na yung mga product nung customer nila na gamit na, makikita, ah, maganda. So bibili na sila ng regular prices. So that's why may introductory prices ko muna. Medyo mababa, medyo lugi ka. Tapos pag nagustuhan nila, makikilala nila yung brand mo, bibili sila ng mas mahal. Same like what it happened with us. We were selling our eyewear at the price of 200, sorry, nasa 98 pesos lang before. But right now, our average order value is 500. So people will be amenable to purchase our product at 100 nung mismong product namin. Pero yung pag nakabenta kami ng product na lugi nung una, pero pag nakita nila maganda yung product mo, continue sila nabibili pa ulit.
Really interesting. One of the first things to start off to create, at least to create presence online. Are there some things that you can share with us as the last ambassador and as a trainer? Maybe you can share a couple of tips with us here right now on, you know, basic tips on selling online to at least get the business going. That has worked.
Dapat, you know what you're doing, that's one. And then, in doing a business, you need to understand that sometimes there are different risks that you need to do. One risk would be like, kailangan, may chance talaga na hindi nababalik sa'yo yung pera mo. Pero you need to focus na, dapat pwede. Dapat pwede ka na makabenta ka pa din. Parang, kahit nalugi ka today, that not necessarily mean na dapat lugi ka ngayon. Dapat pag nalugi ka, kailangan, mag-failure ka eh. Dapat gamitin mo yung failure mo para at least mag-grow pa yung business mo. Kasi kami naman, Bicolor Eyewear didn't came from, like, swerte ako agad. You know, no. We do have some of the items na hindi maganda yung benta, hindi okay. Pero, look at what we are right now. We just believe, we just get all of the experience that we have and make it something that's quite okay. Ngayon nga, nag-test kami ng iba't ibang product, but look at where we are right now. Naging okay naman siya. Mag-test ka lang talaga. Just need to test everything that you're doing para at least makita mo. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Then finally, you went from offline, online, finally doing offline business. What brought you there if it was so advantageous for you just to stay online?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
I was saying, before, you were so successful online, but eventually you put up two offline clinics, brick and mortar, physical clinics, and you have some outlets right now. Why did you decide to go offline when you were so successful with your online model?
Kasi parang, gusto ko lang ng bagong challenge actually. I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to explore something. Kasi I think we're able to explore na where we are coming from eh. So because of that, gusto namin na baka merong iba pa na pwede kaming gawin. And yeah, that's what happened.
Fantastic. I like that how you keep on challenging yourself as an entrepreneur to get better.
And finally, parang may nakilala nga ako na negosyante ngayon. Sabi niya sa akin, ang tawag dito, parang nahihirapan daw siya. Kasi hindi niya alam kung anong gagawin. Parang gusto daw niya na ma-challenge lang lagi. And yeah, kasi maganda din eh. Parang kapag may ginagawa ka ngayon, tapos hindi ka na na-challenge, paulit-ulit na yung ginagawa mo. Parang loophole yun eh. kapag nandun ka na sa parang you felt that you are parang comfortable enough. Yeah, that's actually one of the few things that I could say right now. If you felt that you are already comfortable on what you're doing, that means you're doing something that's quite wrong.
Got that. I like that. I like that. Don't get comfortable with your business. That's right. That's very important, especially because competition is never going to be comfortable. I mean, competition is never going to be resting. They always want to find ways to do a better job than you. So you should always be, never rest, never be comfortable in what you're doing. Because when you get comfortable, that's when competition is going to come for you. Now, having said that, Isa, I want to ask you now, you know, you were growing your business and you were telling me that, you know, ay mo gumasa sa labas, diba? You want to keep all the money for the business because, you know, you want to focus over there. But you decided to become an angel investor, which meant that you used your own money to put money in another business, which is Twala. How did that come about? Why did you finally decide that it was time to put your money in another business?
Parang at the end of the day kasi, parang gusto ko kasi na I want to be part of something that revolutionary somehow. I mean, I want to be part of a...
I support everything else. No? You're a bit, yeah, the net on your end is a bit, just a bit choppier on your part. We're going to give you a couple of just to fix it up a bit. In the meantime, I want people to know, no, you can find Peculiar Ariware. All you have to do here right now is you can go to their Facebook page here right now. To check out Facebook Peculiar Eyewear. You can find them also in Lazada. Just to let all of you guys know about his presence in Lazada. No? Right now, what you don't know is he is actually a Laz It Up ambassador and a Laz Star certified trainer for Lazada. So for people who want to become better at selling on Lazada, we strongly suggest get in touch with Isaac Saliendra online. He's got a lot to teach you also at the same time. And just to let you all know, no, when he signed up Peculiar Eyewear, this is a little tidbit that I want you to know. He signed up with just 10,000 pesos as his starting capital after graduating from college. And right now, as he is growing his business, he has also had the chance to open up or invest in a new business called Twala. Twala is a blockchain-based platform that enables trustless transactions. And he's now both a co-founder and angel investor over there. I'm just going to go back to Isaac right now, and I'm going to check your voice again, Isaac. I wouldn't mind. Huh? Let's see how you're doing.
Hello? Yes. Okay, now?
Yeah, much better. So let's go back to you again. I thought it just my
sorry, part. Sorry for that. No.
You have to go back and tell us a bit more about Twala. How did you come across it? Why did you choose to become an investor?
Okay, so I always wanted to be part of something great. So after creating Peculiar Eyewear, I was looking for things that I could invest to. So I found out that there's this app that you can sign in anywhere in the Philippines or even outside the Philippines that you are in. So naging ano namin siya. I talked to some of his founder and I found that it's quite great and we invested somehow. And right now I could actually say to you how good it is. Every day namin siya ginagamit. So we are onboarding people. Kasi diba we're onboarding people from SM departments or mga new hires. So sinasign ko yung job description nila, contract nila, even though nandun sila sa Dasmariñas, Cavite, I don't need to go there. They don't need to send their papers from Dasmariñas, Cavite to Caloocan para lang mag-sign. I mean, we're signing documents on a real-time basis. Parang, just imagine, kung walang Twala, parang ilalala, move pa and all, kaya paggagamit kami ng sum up, parang, kasi alam nyo ba na, in the Philippines, hindi viable yung ini-screenshot mo lang tapos ilalagay mo yung signature mo. That's not actually legal in the Philippines. It needs to have a KPI. You need to be verified that was you and then Twala can do that for you.
Got that. Why did this appeal to you as an opportunity versus others? I'm sure as an entrepreneur, many people come up to you. Why did you think this particular problem that they were trying to solve was something that beckoned to you?
Okay. Kasi there's nowhere else to go but code digital, right? And then a lot of people are using papers. What if we enter into a paperless society? A society in which paper are not needed anymore. Even your ID cards are not needed anymore. Para naniniwala ako na we can focus on to that. You were talking to Sprout last time. I mean, yung HR task pa lang. I mean, how many papers you need to have to process one employee. Sobrang dami nun, di ba? Just imagine having everything on a digitalized or centralized system with Twala. That's one of the things that we could bring in towards the digitalization of the whole Philippines somehow.
Fantastic.
Tapos ang ganda pa dito, nabiverify yung mga document mo. Kasi nga, parang we're consolidating everything. Hindi mo siya pwedeng pikin. Kunyari, papasign kita, RJ. Tapos may isa pa tayong business partner, papasign natin. Parang hindi niya pwedeng pekiin na nag-sign ka niya. Kasi nga, makikita doon na anong oras ka nag-sign, kung paano ka nag-sign, ikaw ba talaga yung nag-sign. So yeah, I mean, we are doing, I think I was able to see that you are solving a specific solution with this one.
Got that.
And then it's not Filipino. I mean, this is the first time na a lot of people doesn't know nga na may gantong app eh, kasi hindi pa kami masyadong nagma-marketing. But looking forward to maybe growing this team with Tuwala.
Fantastic. I really like how you are an entrepreneur supporting other entrepreneurs and you really jumped on this opportunity. I have a call coming in from one of the listeners. She's saying, I used to buy products online before for convenience, but sadly, I had experienced 3 times when you received the goods was different and I was ignored by the supplier. So parang mukhang scam. I mean, this is not maybe not part of your what you do, but I mean, you understand this industry better.
Yeah.
How do consumers protect themselves from situations like this, Isaac? Because I'm sure you're very familiar with it.
There are a lot of maarte din ako consumer, no? Sobrang arte ko din. Well, you know, nagbabalik ako ng laptop na 35,000 tapos kailangan yung ibalik yung pera sa akin, parang ganun. So yeah, I still do that. You need to know your rights, that's why. A lot of people lang doesn't cater for your rights. You don't know that it's your right to really ask for a refund, ask for everyone of this. With your story that 3 times ka na nagbili, tapos parang hindi ka kinakausap, okay, you talk to the platform. Kasi there's always a platform there to negotiate for you. If hindi ka kinakausap ng seller, you talk to the platform. Yun nga lang yung pangit if you're selling or you're about your things on Facebook. Kasi there's no mediation. But again, if you purchase on platforms like Lazada, I can guarantee you that it can be returned. Oh, I actually bought, I always buy a lot of shoes. I think it was 4 or 4, I bought 4 shoes. I returned 3 of them. Kasi hindi siya yung nasa picture eh. It's Nike ah. I'm not kidding. Hindi yun yung nasa picture eh. And I wasn't satisfied. And then after a week, it was returned on to me. Yung pera. So, binayaran ko yung isang sapatos, binalik yung pera na binayad ko dun sa 3. That's how good it is. I was talking to Lizardo, but ganito? Without any questions, sabi ko, it's not the same in the photo. Kasi ramdam mo eh, parang hindi to maganda. So, yeah. Pwede, you just need to know your rights. And then, on my own perspective, as a customer, ganyan din ako. Dati bumili ako ng laptop worth, I think it was 45,000. I bought it for Dell. Parang hindi ko lang nagustuhan yung screen kasi hindi HD. Oh, binalik ko. Tapos, yeah, it will be given back yung money na binayad mo na credit card basis. Medyo madi-delay lang, pero it will be given back. Kasi nga, as a seller, you need to understand na I have a parang obligation for you to deliver what you have ordered. As a customer, parang you need to know your rights so you can be protected. So, yeah.
Got that. And then, you know, Isaac, you seem to be somebody very, very, you know, very generous with your ideas and sharing up your insights. What have you come across right now in terms of business opportunities where entrepreneurs can still leverage their businesses online or grow their businesses online? What are the different like business opportunities that you're seeing that are really great, but just because you don't have the time to do it, hindi mo ginagawa, but you're willing to share those ideas with other people? What are these business opportunities you're seeing?
Actually, you don't focus primarily on the business opportunities, but rather focus on the attitude of that specific person who wanted to do the business. Kasi at the end of the day, I mean, pag siyempre mag-usap tayo, RJ, tapos tayo mga customer dito, kahit naman anong kwento ko ng buhay ko sa inyo dito, kahit anong inspire ko sa'yo, at kahit anong isipin mo na product na ibibenta mo, hindi yan gagana kung hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mo at wala ka ng attitude para gawin yun. And lastly, ask yourself, are you amenable to sacrifice everything to do the dreams that you're amenable to do or you saw yourself doing for yourself? If your answer is, parang gusto ko comfortable lang eh, this is not your calling. Doing business is not your calling. Kapag gusto mo is comfortable ka lang, parang gusto mo hindi ka natutulog ka ng 8, o gusto mong work mo is from 8 to 5 lang, this is not for you. I can guarantee you. Kasi a lot of people saying, can you give me opportunities and everything? No. It's not about the opportunity that was given on to you because there are opportunities that could be given on to you. But you do have the attitude to take this opportunity and then risk everything that you have right now. If the answer is yes, then do it. But if you don't have the courage, I guess it's, you know. Kasi ang dami ko na nakausap na ganyan eh. I'm so inspired with your story. Help me. Sabihin ko, ito, benta mo to. Ay, wala akong time eh. So, yeah. It was a question about the attitude, not always a question about the product.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for helping us find a different perspective with regard to. Now, as we close up, it's been really, really insightful. I didn't realize that we spoke already for an hour. But maybe I think, can we leave a couple of words to the podcast listeners here right now? I guess, you know, you've been in this business for 10 years selling online. You made a lot of mistakes along the way. You've had a lot of successes along the way. And, you know, your entrepreneurial journey goes all the way back to you selling back in Quiapo, right? What are the sort of management hacks that you would like to share with the people today? You know, if you knew it before, you would have been, your success might have been faster, better, or more efficient.
Actually, the same thing that I've said earlier, it's all about the attitude. If you don't have the attitude to really risk everything, this is not doing business enough for you. I mean, kunwari, every time na maging negosyo ka, sa isip mo dapat lagi na i-scam ka. Parang willing ka bang i-scam or itapon yung 100,000 mo para mag-create ka ng negosyo? If you said yes, that means you're a risk taker and you can do everything somehow. Pero kapag natatakot ka na gawin tong small steps na to, that means you're not yet ready. Kasi it's all about the attitude din. Kasi I know a lot of people na nagbili ng products nila, things didn't go well. Kasi nisisi nila yung platform kasi another platform wasn't helping, marketplace wasn't helping. It's not about that. Kasi wala silang ginagawa. So yeah, it's always a question about attitude. Ikaw din naman, di ba, in your corporate world, kaya ka din naman napopromote. It's all about the attitude that you're doing. How you work with your co-employees, how you work with other people, how people like you somehow. If you're good at what you're doing on an aptitude basis, that means you're good. But are you amenable to risk everything and create a different atmosphere? Kasi pag nagnegosyo ka, iba eh. Nandiyan yung hindi ka 8 to 5. Ikaw ay 24/7. Kapag nasira yung negosyo mo, kailangan mong isolve. Kahit na nandun ka sa Palawan, naranasan ko, nasa Palawan kami, it was a trip between my mom and my dad and then my sister. And then there was a big problem inside the business. And we stopped everything, we went home, we need to fix everything. Kasi we wouldn't be in Palawan if it wasn't for the business. And I'm amenable to sacrifice everything just for the business.
Got that. Thank you so much, Isaac Saliendra. Of course, founder of Peculiar Eyewear and co-founder of Tuala as well. Thanks for inspiring everybody. Maybe next time we'll also have the Tuala co-founders here on stage to tell us a bit more about their own journey. And they can share how they're growing their business as well. Again, thank you so much to Isaac for joining us. And to everybody joining us here right now, we will see you in the next RJ Ledes podcast. Thanks so much, Isaac.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. God bless everyone.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.